Yo, welcome to another episode. What happened?
You moved.
Just How It Is podcast. It's your boy Sunil, my co-host, KG, episode 4. Does that mean it's been a month since we've been doing this?
Yes.
It doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like it's been a month. It feels like it's been like 2 weeks. You comfortable?
Yes.
In my new chair, y'all. She's comfortable as fuck in my new chair. I was supposed to get that chair, but she took my chair. You feel me?
Princess treatment.
Huh?
Princess treatment. Here you go, touching the mics.
I'm sorry. Damn.
Every damn podcast.
Anyways, I hope y'all had a good day. I had a good day. Did you have a good day?
No.
Why?
Because...
You see? Yeah, keep just okay. Speak and look at just. You don't have to look at me.
Because
I know I'm beautiful. I know I'm. I know you.
Yeah, you're too sexy.
I know I'm handsome, but you know you don't have to look at me every time you speak. But go ahead. You can look over here. Look somewhere else. Look into the camera. Go ahead. What happened today? Matter of fact, yeah, I think you should tell them what the fuck happened today at work. That's a good something. That's something.
No thanks.
Tell them. Tell them what happened at work today.
Just got tried a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay,
that's
since you don't want to say it, I'll say it, y'all.
No.
Okay, I'm going to keep it quick.
No.
I'm not going to go for details.
Because remember?
I have a question.
You never know.
I'm not going to say where you work at, bro.
Yeah, but you never know who's watching, remember? You said that yourself.
No, I'm saying.
Quote, Sunella Tang.
You're not going to say anything bad. Okay, you're not going to say anything bad, bro. I'm just saying, like, you're just going to. Yes. Do you think you owe somebody a good morning? You keep looking at yourself.
I looked at myself once.
No, you didn't, bro.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, bro.
I literally looked at myself once.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, bro.
When you go back and play this again, you'll see I only looked at myself that one time. And you told me to look anywhere else but you, so.
Whatever, bro. But yeah, she went to work today and.
Stop!
I really want them to know.
No, I don't want them to know.
Okay.
Cut this part out. Anyways, how was your day today?
Well, how was my day today?
You're not even talking to the mic. You talk about me. But you talk there, you talk here, you talk up, you talk down.
Let me move up. That's what it is. Okay. Move up a little. We're going to cut that out. Don't worry about it.
You're not going to cut it out. You say you're going to cut it out, and then watch. It's going to be in the video.
Okay. I'm good right here.
Twisted and turning.
Sorry, bro. Damn, you look mad comfortable. I'm mad jealous. I'm not going to lie. I'm mad jealous of you.
You should have got me my pink chair.
I'm mad jealous, bro.
You should have got me my pink chair.
I'm mad jealous.
How are you only going to think about yourself? Oh, you want to hold my hand?
Okay. I'm not doing that gay shit with you, bro. Let go of my hand, bro. Let go of my hand.
What's wrong with being gay?
Holding my hand while we potting is ridiculous.
I don't.
But anyways, went to work. Got to work on time. Like somebody who don't get to work on time.
Who's that?
Huh?
My mom. My mom is sick. She didn't go to work today.
What do you call it? I got to work. I'm trying to describe my day. What the fuck happened
to
my day?
It was unimportant.
It was a regular day.
Yes.
It was a regular day.
It was a regular day besides the fact that today was the eclipse.
Today was the eclipse. The solar eclipse. This was my first time witnessing it. I know.
Stop.
What?
Moving me.
Oh. I know it happened.
If you're holding my hand.
I don't want to hold you. I don't want to hand.
Well, you're going to hold it.
I never experienced a solar eclipse before.
Yes, you have.
No, I'm saying I don't remember.
I'm not talking.
I don't remember. Oh, good. I don't remember it. I really don't. 2017 was a long time ago, bro.
4 years ago?
2017. No, you just said last time. But the last one was
2017. Wait, whoa.
You said
I literally thought 2017 was 4 years ago. Hold my hand.
Bro. But yeah, 2017. Let me put some bliss sticks on. You want some bliss? Oh, you already got bliss.
Lip gloss on. This is why our podcast always starts off as a mess.
It's not a mess. It's authentic.
Yes, no, because you up, down, this, that.
It's good.
This, look there. Oh, let me put some lipstick on.
It's fine. It's completely.
Pre-record.
What do you mean pre-record?
Like, yes, you're supposed to have this all figured out before you start recording.
You act like
People like me, if somebody see me, you act like it's somebody.
And that's okay. Listen, I don't give a fuck about who. Your crowd is out there, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Can't even like. We're probably overstimulating the fuck out of them.
Nah.
I be overstimulating when I be watching it back.
Nah.
I be like, damn, come on, get it together.
Just don't watch it. Don't watch it. I don't watch it, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
Only like, okay, when I'm editing.
No, you don't even watch it when you're editing.
No, when I'm editing it.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, solar eclipse was today.
A total eclipse of heart.
I was at work when it happened. And it was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty cool.
Did you look at it?
Once.
With the sunglasses? Speaking to the mic, bro. With the sunglasses?
Yes. I did.
I don't believe you.
No, not mine. They had like special sunglasses.
Yes, I
know.
That
was made for
it. Who gave it to you? The school did?
I don't know. Who do you think?
Maybe a coworker or maybe
the school.
The
yes.
principal the, handed some out to school. Everybody.
The school, right?
That's why I'm asking who gave it to you.
That's the school.
That's a question. I'm trying to have a conversation with saying, you, right? Who gave you the sunglasses? Did you go get them yourself? Did the school give it to you?
I'm just saying that's
the
school.
Did a coworker give it to you?
I'm just saying that's the school, though.
Whatever.
I'm just saying that's the school.
Whatever.
Just take the L.
Whatever. That's not an L. I'm having a conversation with you.
It's okay to take the L,
bro. Who gave you the...
It's okay to take the L, bro.
Who gave you the sunglasses?
Anyways.
Oh, you know what? My coworker did.
Anyways.
Oh, you know what? The principal gave it out to all the students and staff.
Look at her getting her feelings, y'all. She's getting her feelings, bro. Everything
she
wanna, she wanna win an argument, bro. She always wanna argue, bro.
You always wanna argue.
I'm not trying to argue.
Argumentative?
Yeah. That doesn't mean you like to argument. I think you're using the wrong word for that.
If you're the most argumentative person I know.
I think you're using the wrong word.
I think you need to shut up.
Take go my hand, little nigga. Oh, actually.
Hold my hand.
Can I put my feet on
there,
too?
No, you don't want to hold my hand.
I'm going to put my feet on there.
You don't want to hold my hand. If you're going to hold my hand, I'll let you.
I'm going to hold your hand.
Okay. I'm cold.
On my fucking chair, bro. This is ridiculous.
Look, you're going to tilt me and turn me and toss me around.
Okay, right here. But anyways.
You're tossing me around.
How?
Hold me tight.
Bro.
Hold my hand.
This is so gay.
What's wrong with being gay? This is the second time I'm asking you.
This is
Are you anti-LGBTQ?
This is the gayest podcast ever. But anyways, most of the kids didn't come to school today. I don't know even, to be honest, parents, bro.
Maybe they wanted to watch it with their kids. Maybe they took off work.
No, they got work. You think most people, you think a lot of people had off today?
Not had off, but they could call out.
What do you mean call out for solar eclipse? For what?
To create a memory with your children. Oh, you remember when we went to go see the solar eclipse at the park?
Nobody's
going to
talk about it. That's why there was mad people at the park, right?
That's why mad
people. Why do y'all give a fuck about that? It's not
the same way you did.
I didn't give a fuck about it.
Yes, you did. You were oh my God, it was so cool.
No, I didn't, bro.
Okay, anyway,
I didn't give a fuck about
it like
that.
How was your experience watching it?
I just looked at it and I'm like, oh, the sun is moving. It's getting blocked and that's it. That's pretty much it. I don't think it was that big of a deal to take the day off to not send your kid to school. Actually, it was fucking regular. I think we overthinked it. Thinking there was going to be traffic.
There was a lot of theories.
I wasn't done,
shit.
My brother. Sheesh. Can I get a word?
End this shit right now.
Can I get a word in, please?
A word? You've been yapping the whole time. When you gonna ask me about my experience?
Isn't that why we potting?
I thought we were conversating, associating. You never heard of shit like that.
Isn't that why we potting? Anyways, y'all. What was I saying before? I got sidetracked by a Mexican.
Oh. What's wrong with being Mexican? I will call my mom right now.
I'm sorry. Okay. Wait. Let's be serious. Okay. Let's lock the fuck in. Lock in.
Anti-Mexican.
Lock in. What was I saying? Okay. I don't think.
That part you're going to crop out, right?
What?
I won't allow it.
I don't think it's that serious for the kid not to go to school. I think these motherfuckers dragged it, bro. They dragged it.
Kids miss school for less, bro. Who cares?
But I'm just saying it wasn't
that
big of a deal to not go to school. It really wasn't. After seeing it, first of all, I thought when it was gonna change. I thought it was gonna go completely dark.
That's because we weren't in where the totality shit was.
I thought it was gonna be completely dark.
And they were telling me that in Albany, it went completely dark, or it was supposed to go to completely dark.
Completely dark. It's supposed to be 70 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna be sweating my balls.
4% warmer. 70 tomorrow is crazy. That's
summer. Anyways, you're gonna ask me.
Let's not drag. Okay, let me get to you. Why you rushing? Like we got somewhere to be. You know, we're not renting this spot. We're not renting the equipment. Well, I'm gonna get to you. I'm gonna get to you, bro. No, it's not a big ball. I'm just saying.
I got my own.
This
studio.
Is literally our studio. It's not even mine. What's mine is yours.
And what's mine is mine.
Anyways, what was me to end it off? I don't think that solar eclipse shit was that serious. You feel me? You know, America always want to drag shit. You may the floor is yours now. You may take the floor now.
Don't let go of my hand.
Go ahead, bro.
And I feel like a lot of people called, or like either called out or like took their kid out of school is because there was so much like shit going on like TikTok and social media. If you don't put that phone down,
I'm listening to you, but I don't have to look at you. I'm listening to you.
I don't care.
Go ahead.
Engage.
Go ahead.
Get off.
But no, if you talk, I'm not gonna interrupt you though.
Get off.
I'm not gonna. It was a quick check.
You're interrupting me. Anyways.
Go, bro. Go.
So get off.
Oh, bro.
Anyways, as I was saying, I think that the reason why is because, there was a lot of, like, panic going on. What the hell are you doing with your ashy-ass foot?
Go ahead, bro.
There was a lot of fear people were putting a lot of fear out. Damn, I don't even want to finish that sentence.
What is she talking about?
Okay, you know how, like, I'm saying, like, on TikTok, like, people were, like, dragging it. They were like, oh, my God, like, this eclipse, we're going to do, like, we're going to lose power. We're going to lose this, that, the third.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that a lot of people just, like, better safe than sorry, just kind of kept their kid home, even though nothing happened.
Ain't shit happened.
Obvious that nothing was going to happen. But, yeah.
I'm
getting interrupted. I thought I had the floor.
Okay, go ahead.
I was not going to look at the sun at all, the eclipse at all. I did not get any glasses. Literally, when I saw that it started getting a little bit dark, I took my ass inside to go on break because I'm like, my dumb ass, I could already feel it. I was like, I was urging to look up. I was like, don't do it. I'm going to go blind. And then as I was walking in, like, some of the coworkers were outside with their glasses. And they're like, oh, you're not going to watch it? I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, I'm trying to run inside so I don't look up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't get any sunglasses. Like, I'm okay. And then this girl was like, oh, here, use mine. So my dumbass grabs her sunglasses and looks. When you use those sunglasses, you know how it's all dark, completely dark, except for the sun? I'm like, I can't see the sun. I took them off to look for the sun. Meanwhile, I'm not supposed to look at the sun with my bare eyes. I'm like, oh, damn. And I put it back up. I was literally panicking.
Yeah, because you got to put it in the air.
I didn't, like, my dumbass didn't, like, put two and two together. I was like, well, damn, where's the sun at? And took my fucking glasses off.
Dummy!
And, yeah, I was panicking when I went inside. I'm like, oh, my God. I was literally, like, I don't know if it was just my head.
Dramatic.
But
why were you panicking? Like, you thought you, what was
I thought I was going to go blind. People literally said that their eye got fucked up. Between like 10
oh I forgot you got your eye
exactly.
issue I forgot you got
and
eye
then
issue.
I'm like, oh my God. And as I'm walking downstairs, you know how like sometimes when you look at something too bright you start to see like a black dot? So I was seeing that. I'm like, oh my God, I'm cooked. And it was the same bad eye that I have, so I'm like, damn. Then after a couple minutes it went away.
Yeah, that shit was not that serious in my opinion. The next one's what, 2028 now?
I don't know.
I think you said 2017 was 4 years ago.
that's my mind. That's what I'm living at.
What the fuck? But anyways, matter of fact, I got this app. It's like an app that gives you inspiration, knowledge. Okay, the knowledge of the day. People pour more white wine into a glass than red. I don't believe that.
What the fuck?
A tip of the day.
What the fuck is that knowledge of the day?
Something you didn't know. People drink.
Oh, like a fun fact, basically?
Yeah, fun fact, I guess. People drink more
white wine than red.
I don't believe that.
I feel like, yeah.
You think so?
I think, I'm not a wine drinker, but I feel like, what I've seen is like people usually associate red wine with like certain types of foods. I don't know. I don't drink wine, so.
Nigga just said
this is not my topic. I'm just saying off of what I see on shows, they'll be like, oh, bring the red wine for the fish or some shit like that.
Okay.
Or maybe it's the opposite.
Let's do, you want to spell and bee? We wanted this thing we wanted to do, y'all. This is like a spell and bee. Before we get into the
maybe
fucking,
we should do it to the end.
Let's do it right now. All right, fine. I brought it up right now. Ooh.
Wait, what is it?
12-13. Spell and bee, y'all. Let's see how dumb my girl is.
All right.
Whoa. And we both got iPads.
Why are we both gonna spell the word if you know the word? If you're looking up the word.
No, I'm gonna. Okay, so who's going first? Rock, paper, scissors.
I already have it.
Rock, paper, scissors. Right now, I challenge you. Speaking to the mic too.
To do what? To write the word
first?
Or to say the word first?
Okay, I'll go first.
To write the word?
Gay!
Look at my creation.
I think you gotta put it in more. Did you see that tweet I quoted of that couple that drew themselves?
Oh yeah,
that shit was funny, bro.
That would be us.
She did a good ass job, and he.
Did you delete it?
No, it's still there. But anyways, okay.
So you want to write it out first?
You want to tell me first, and I'll write it down.
That's what I'm asking you. What do you want to do first?
Do you have your word?
Do you want to spell or not?
I don't have a word yet.
Okay then.
So look for your word. That's what I'm saying.
I don't need to look for a word.
You don't need to look at. Speak into the mic.
Arkansas.
Don't know.
Arkansas. Go.
Okay.
Go.
I didn't mean to need to write that down. Arkansas.
Okay. Last time you got it wrong, so I was like, maybe I could
spell inquisitive.
Get the fuck out of here. Okay.
Spell inquisitive. Let me try. I should put a timer. A minute timer, y'all. A minute timer.
Inquisitive. I got it right?
You got it right. Congratulations.
Beep, beep, beep.
Don't show me really my notes, bro.
So how the hell are we supposed to do it?
Okay, we did it for today.
Just one word?
Yes. I wasn't going to do it.
Easy ass word.
I wasn't going to do it. No, we're not going to sit there and do the whole spelling bee for like, just one word.
Okay, we got to do two or three.
We'll do it at the end of the show.
Nah, you know your dumb ass is going to fail.
We'll do it at the end of the show.
You saw me get that word and you said, oh, all right, she got it.
Anyways,
he was gonna get me with that.
Anyways, y'all, we had an earthquake.
Yes, we did.
I was at work Friday, sitting down, front desk, out of nowhere, bruh.
What are you talking like?
The desk started shaking. I'm right next to the ladies that do the lunch ladies. So I'm thinking they got a machine in there. You know, like a laundry machine. Sometimes they start shaking and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, do they have a oven in there or something that they cooking in there that's shaking like that? I looked at them. I'm like, yeah, it's probably that. But they wasn't looking at me. Out of nowhere, the principal came out. She's like, did anybody feel that earthquake? I'm like, yes. And then out of nowhere, everybody was coming out. Yes, I felt it. Bruh, that was scary. I'm not gonna hold you. I was low-key. See, I don't think I've ever experienced that. I never experienced
an earthquake.
No, like
really?
The earth moving. No, never.
You know what's crazy is that every earthquake that I felt, I've always been in bed. The first time, I forgot, it was like years ago. We weren't living in this house. It was years ago, and I was on my bed, and I just felt the bed shaking, and I'm thinking like it's my brothers under the bed trying to scare me. So I'm like, Anthony, Lito, I'm not playing with y'all. Like, I'm fucking terrified, right? Mm-hmm. And then they don't answer me. So I'm like, oh my God, it's a fucking ghost. So you know how I am with
scary
ghosts
nigga,
and
bro.
Shit.
She's so scared of.
I'm petrified. Anyways, so yeah. So that was that time. I was scared as hell. And then I realized it was an earthquake. And then this time, I'm laying in bed because I'm usually off on Fridays. I'm laying in bed. And then all I feel is like the headboard shaking on my head. I'm like, damn. Anthony's taking some big ass steps upstairs. Mm-hmm. And then my mom called me panicking. She's like, oh my God, did you guys feel that? Are you guys okay? Like, are you good? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, at that point, I knew it was an earthquake. It wasn't just Anthony. So then she made me run upstairs, made me check on the dogs, made me check the house. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, if the fucking house fell down because of that small ass little shake, then obviously we have bigger problems than an earthquake. But yeah, that was pretty
scary.
Much it.
She thought it was her brother. Yeah. Fucked up, by the way.
No.
That's fucked up, bro.
How is that fucked up?
That's fucked up.
First of all, my brother's not fat, so it's not fucked up. My brother's very muscular. So, and they be taking some, don't act like they don't be taking some, you feel the huge ass steps.
No.
You hear them.
That'd be your dogs. Like when
okay, if you could hear my dogs, you think you can't hear Anthony?
No, because your dogs run. The people, they just walk upstairs. That's fine.
That's a lie. I can hear my mama upstairs.
When we in the room and we hear that, that's the people. That's the dogs.
That's the dogs. And I'm saying the dogs. My brother is walking upstairs.
My question to you is, if we ever had a real, like, right now, shit is going down, what is your first course of action? What do you do? What are you doing if right now, earthquake, everything, okay, let's say the backyard, the thing, the Porsche fell down, and you hear, oh my God, get the fuck out the house. What do you do if there's an actual earthquake?
Like a serious
one. A serious earthquake.
Like a Taiwan
type. Okay, yeah, 5.5, yeah, 6, yeah, Taiwan type shit.
Okay, the first thing I'm doing is getting dog leashes.
For real?
Yeah. But at the same time,
you're not grabbing papers?
I don't give a fuck about no papers.
Your money?
I don't give a fuck about no money.
You can make that back. You can get your papers back.
Exactly. But that's the thing, I don't know. Because I seen a TikTok or Twitter, tweet the other day. Mm-hmm. That was like, you can tell the difference of those who are ready to like be out mm-hmm. and those who actually want to survive. Because mm-hmm. most people, when they felt the earthquake, they all ran out the house. I'm feeling the earthquake. I'm chilling in bed. Like, what the fuck was that, right? And like, it's true. I was seeing videos on TikTok of people like, panicking, like, oh my God, let's get the fuck out. Or you know what we're supposed to do during an earthquake is stand like on the in the door.
Stand in the door, what do you mean?
Yeah, like right there on the where the opening is. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to stand there, supposedly. That's what we learned in school.
Right.
I didn't remember any of that shit. I was like, oh, okay.
So you just gonna grab your dogs?
Yeah, that's the first thing. Like if there's any type of emergency, the first thing I have to do is get the dog leashes.
All three of them together.
And then.
But here's my thing. You know how, okay, your dogs already don't get along.
I don't give a fuck. At that point, they better get along.
Today.
And then.
What else you got? Mia. Give me three things.
I have to look for Mia.
Not animals, number one, you basically.
I feel like that would be my scariest moment ever because I know that Mia is such a scaredy cat and she hears anything, she goes to hide. Do you have
a cage, like a little small cage for her?
I used to, but like when I saved that cat, mm-hmm. I had to give it up.
So first thing's the animal. What's the second thing? Give me three things.
My phone.
Okay.
You told me to give you three things.
But, okay, your phone, okay.
Okay, my stick. That's a stressful situation.
If I'm you gonna smoke need it. Nicotine.
I'm going to need it.
You are a crackhead.
Are you gonna tell me I'm gonna be stressed? I'm gonna be like, God damn.
I'm with a crackhead, y'all.
Oh brother. Anyways.
Yeah. So nicotine, phone, and your dogs.
Yeah. Everybody else on their own.
Me? All this shit I got here, I'm gonna find a way. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna grab the garbage bags.
So you're gonna be worried about this shit.
Bro,
when you're supposed to be worried about your life.
I'm not gonna hold you. I feel like if I'm quick enough, I could grab most of my equipment, bro. If I'm quick enough. Yeah, you were saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. So.
So are you telling me.
Basically, yes. The homeowner insurance are more likely to give you money for the item that was
burned. Oh, you guys have homeowner insurance?
You have to have.
It's mandatory.
Yeah. So, I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
If your car got to have insurance.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure your house.
So, yeah, if you have the serial numbers, they're more likely to cut a check for that than if you just say, oh, well, I had, because anybody could be like, oh, I had fucking an expensive ass fucking shit in there and not have it. They're going to be like, well,
I don't think so. And the serial number is going to, like, when they look it up, basically, it's going to show.
They're going to show that you are the one that purchased it because everything has a serial number for
shit for real? You purchased. Yeah. I thought it's going to show, like, the item. It's going to show, like, or the purchase.
That you made that purchase. Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Because, like, if you go buy, like, your iPhone, they ask you for, like, your serial number.
You're right.
And that's how they know that that's yours.
That's your phone. Oh. So, yeah. Hey, hold on now. Hold on. Tip of the day.
Write down your serial numbers. I saw a TikTok of this lady.
Write down your serial numbers for your item just in case. Things that are need. What's important to me? My camera, number one. Yeah, the most is the camera. The monitors. I'm going to just grab my camera. These everything is replaceable. MacBook, camera, and damn, I have so much. Listen, bro. MacBook, camera, That's an old Xbox. I don't think really. I'm gonna find a way.
But you could get money for it, and then you can put that money to
towards something. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Towards a better right. one. Yeah, so that they was can stop cooking you on me? TikTok.
Okay, my three things would be. Okay, let me be realistic. I don't think I have time to grab a bunch of shit. I will grab. Okay, no, one, my camera. Number two, what would be my number two? It definitely in clothes. I don't care if I want no clothes. You?
You're not gonna grab me? You're not gonna wake me up?
You're
not
a baby, bro. You better move your ass.
What if I'm sleeping?
Well, that's different. If you
okay,
if you okay,
wake my ass up because you know I'm a heavy sleeper.
If you okay, if you sleeping, yes, of course. But camera.
You better grab. You haven't said Nella. That's crazy.
Oh, my keys. Oh yeah, definitely Nella. Yeah. Okay, matter of fact, I'll put Nella in my car.
I feel like that's the best. Or you know what else?
Well, yeah, depending the dogs, what the dogs cannot. Is, yeah, we're gonna get the dogs, bro.
Depending what situation it is, obviously, if there's a house fire, I can't do what I'm thinking. But my mom actually told me, she was like, we always panic about like what we're gonna do if we have to take the dogs out, because obviously other people are gonna be running out too, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of taking them to the front, we mm-hmm. just take them outside to the back. Because it's like, okay, you're out of the house where mm-hmm. you could possibly get hurt, mm-hmm. but you're also not in like around so many people that the dog can attack or the dogs can get like frightened about.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So.
Yeah, the dogs.
Depending on the situation, obviously.
Grabbing Nella, my camera, my MacBook, because that's the most expensive things I have. MacBook, camera, and the dogs. Everything else, sneakers, don't give a fuck. Yeah, it would suck, obviously, to lose your shit. You feel me? But yeah, we experienced an earthquake. It happened in New Jersey, and then we felt the impact here, 4.8. And then people were in Manhattan, Queens, Bronx. There was people that had their partner, that like their wife and husband working in the city, calling them and saying, "Yo, did you feel that?" Like, yeah, we felt that.
I called you. You didn't call me. Now
I know.
No,
I didn't think it would reach you.
You didn't think of me.
Crazy. No, I didn't think it would reach.
Yeah, but I didn't. Bro, how did I know if it reached you?
I didn't even know.
I could have called you anyways. I was like, yo, did you feel that? Are you guys okay?
I'm saying,
no, you didn't call me to check up on me. You didn't even ask me about Nella. You didn't ask nothing.
Wait, you was home?
It was Friday.
Oh, I thought you was at work. Bro, I didn't even, okay, my thing, I wasn't even sure what was going on. Mm-hmm. It's until after, I'm like, you know what? Oh, if this is a little shaking, then everybody's probably fine. I wasn't, like, panicking. I'm like, it was mm-hmm. just a little.
Now I know how important we are.
Here we go. But, yeah, that was wild. And you know people are going to crack jokes. I feel like if the world's ending, bro, something's happening, we're going to be cracking jokes on Twitter. What happened?
You're pushing me.
Oh, we're going to be cracking jokes on Twitter. And what do you call it? Somebody made a funny ass point that he's like, yo, this nigga think it's gonna be Wi-Fi if it's the end of the world. Data? We probably still gonna have data.
No, probably not. The cell towers are gonna go down.
Oh, that's true. That is true. What else do I have on my docket? Oh, let me see. What did the app say? I think that's it. That's all they gave us. Humor, inspiration. And they give you, when you want to scroll by, they give you like something in history. Like on this day, whatever. Oh. That's, yeah, it's, I'm like, oh, this would be a good app for the thing. What else should we get into? Oh, should we get into the quiet on set? Or not too early? Huh? Yeah, it could be quick. Quiet on the set, drop another episode. We just watched it before we did this. What are you doing?
Nothing.
We just watched it before we did this episode. We could have not watched it, to be honest. She wanted to watch it so bad. I'm like, bro, let's record, bro.
I wanted to see what they said, but I feel it was very much repeating the same thing. That was already
said. We already said before. That's
so
what I'm saying.
It wasn't really needed. It wasn't nothing new.
But it's still fuck Dan and fuck Brian Peck. Fuck Disney. Fuck Nickelodeon. Fuck them niggas for hiring them. Fuck the judges. All. for giving this nigga 16 months. Fuck Drake's mom, even though he says they got a good relationship. You let your son,
you know what you did,
go through a traumatic experience that he's gonna have to go through for the rest of his life. He's gonna have to tell his kids. He's gonna be scared for his kids. I'm pretty sure his kids are probably. He's gonna be super. Does he have a kid? I think he got a kid.
I don't know how many, but he's gonna be super.
You feel me? It's fucking crazy. But yeah. Damn. What else do we have? That was pretty much it. It wasn't really nothing special, bro. To be honest, Josh was Drake was on there basically asking him a quick question, the same thing, and then after that they brought two people that I didn't really care about. To be honest, I don't really know them. I don't know anything about them. I know Drake and Josh. You know what I mean? That's it. Yeah.
Let's get into the beef.
Yes, we got beef. We got beef, man. J. Cole and Kendrick last week.
Well, we don't have beef no more, actually.
Oh, beef no more. That's what it is. Beef no more. What do you call it? The last episode, did we talk about?
No, I don't think we had.
Or it didn't come out yet. We talked about the Kendrick song, and I actually listened to. Okay,
but
so as you guys know, Kendrick has a guest feature on Metro Boomin's album "We Don't Trust You," like that track number 6, and Kendrick went off. He went off. Did you liked it, right?
Yeah.
It was a great verse. So Kendrick, you know. It's nothing new. He's done this before. So J. Cole responded. Surprisingly, I don't think he was going to respond that soon. Out of nowhere. I think Thursday, Friday. I'm going to sleep. I got a YouTube notification on my phone. Hey, J. Cole dropped it. The first notification was a diss. I'm like, oh, shit. 7-Minute Drill means it's a diss. And I see a bunch of other notifications. I'm like, oh, it's an album. I listened to the album. It was cool. It was a cool.
He dropped the whole album?
Yeah, it was a whole album. Do you not see that shit on your TL?
No.
What do you see on TL?
That's what everybody. I just try to like keep scrolling. I don't really care.
Yeah, he dropped a whole album, y'all. And 7-Minute Drill was the Kendrick diss, and it was ass to me.
So did he just add that shit?
No,
You
know these. He's J. Cole. He probably could write that shit in a fucking day.
Like, he just
did it.
Added it.
Yeah, a week later, he dropped the diss. A couple days later, he dropped the diss. And, of course, when he dropped that shit, everybody was, oh, my God. Yeah, Kendrick is ass. He said Kendrick shit is, first shit was classic. Your second shit was put niggas to sleep. Your third shit was your prime. I was right behind you. And then your last shit was tragic. Mr. Morale was tragic, which is not true. Great album. Great album. So, he did that, right? You know, so everybody's talking about it on the TL. And then last night, it was the Dreamville Festival. And he does that every year. They do it. They bring out a bunch of people. It's a big festival Dreamville has. The label has. You know, packed out. A bunch of people. So, of course, people thought he was going to perform the 7-Minute Drill song. But no, that's not what happened. J. Cole threw in the gloves. Basically, J. Cole said, hey, man, this shit didn't feel right with my spirit. I got nothing but love. He said this was the goofiest shit I ever did, lamest shit I ever did. And he gave props to Kendrick. Yo, I got nothing but love for him. Make some noise if you listen to Kendrick Lamar. Make some noise if Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest rappers of all time ever. And, yeah, he basically said, yo, I'm not, you know, he's going to take the track down from all streaming platforms. And, bro, that shit shook the hip-hop community, bro. Everybody is on Twitter right now talking about it. Basically, you know, they're going to crack jokes, flaming J. Cole, which I get. It's the first day. You know, it's the first day. I think most people are going to realize, yo, you know what, bro? What he did was actually kind of fucking cool. Okay? You guys need to understand. J. Cole is 39. J. Cole is married. Jake was very successful. He has a lot of money. Big fan base. He got love for Kendrick. He doesn't need to do this. Like, there's no reason for me to do this. Kendrick, bro. Kendrick said what he said, bro. He just said, yo, fuck the big three. It's just big me. And that's okay for him to feel that way. So J. Cole made the diss track and basically discredited Kendrick, saying, oh, you're not even, like, your shit is basically your discography, which is crazy, you know, because you You was just saying he's part of the big three, you and him and Drake. And now you basically say, oh, no. And it's like, bro, he didn't believe, he was just saying that to fight, you know, to go back. Because that's the only thing you're going to say at him. I'm pretty sure, you don't know shit about Kendrick's family. Nothing. Kendrick and him are very private. They don't know. You don't know anything about these people. Kendrick has, two kids now, married. When it comes to these rappers, you don't really know shit about them. The only thing we talk about these guys is their music. Personal life. So you can't really, can you really go personal? No. So he went and hit his discography. And of course, he deep down doesn't believe that because he knows Kendrick is a great fucking rapper. He didn't believe that shit, the shit he was saying. So he's like, you know what, bro? I take that shit back. I don't think he's corny for that. I don't think he's weak for that. Because at the end of the day, bro, he stayed true to himself. What he did, the response was feeding into the beef. Oh my God, everybody wants me to do this and this and that. But he realized, you know what, bro? That shit, that's not even how I feel about the nigga. I don't even believe the shit I was saying on this song. So let me just, I don't have no beef with you, bro. Nothing but love. And if you diss me back, it's okay. I'll take whatever. I'll chin up and I'll take whatever it is. You know what I mean? No diddy. But the shit was fucking great, bro. And a lot of people are mad. Mostly people are mad. But I get it. It's the fan side and there's a person side. The fans don't like it. Even Kendrick fans. Me, I was like, damn. I kind of didn't want to see that. I kind of wanted to, the shit to continue. But at the end of the day, bro, if you think about it, it makes sense to just stop the shit. He's like, bro, you think, are we going to spend 20 years talking about the same thing? Oh, he dissed me now. I got to diss him back. It's like, at some point, we got to stop, bro. This shit's been going on for years. At some point, you got to stop. And it takes a big person to do that. J. Cole did that. He said, you know, bro, it is what it is. Nothing but love. You feel me? And I thought it was cool. What do you think?
Oh, finally. I was falling asleep here, bro.
Oh, damn.
I just went on a whole rant.
Go ahead, bro.
Nah, I do think that J. Cole made, the best decision that he could have. Especially because I feel like he's not even that type of person to be, getting he's into beef with people. Right. I feel like he's more about,
love and unity.
And positivity. Right. And, so it's like, I feel like that was very out of character for him. So for him to, clock that and, apologize. Right. Especially in front of, all these people. Because, pride and ego is such a big thing.
It's a big thing, bro. Mm-hmm. Hip hop too.
The fact that he, he kind of was like, you know what? I was wrong and I fucked up.
Right.
It shows that how much of a bigger person than Kendrick, but just a bigger person in general.
He's very mature.
Right. He knows what he's doing. He's very self-aware of stuff. I feel like I really fuck with that. I do think that neither of them should have said anything. I don't think Kendrick should have said anything. I don't think. If you know who you are, you don't really need to go and diss people and be like,
here's where she's wrong.
Don't include me with but y'all because you know.
You need to understand.
Your fans.
Jacob has been throwing. No, Jacob started this actually. That's the funny thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jacob started it.
Okay, so I take that back.
Okay. So yeah.
Jacob should
be quiet and nothing, right?
He should have just stayed quiet.
You know what it is? His peers got in his ears. It's the fans, his peers, his homeboys.
I feel like fans play such a big part of why artists start beefing.
Beefing,
like,
everything,
there was
yeah.
no, like, fans I feel like people would not be beefing like that. Like, Nicki and Cardi beef. Like, I feel like
the girls fighting,
into, fans.
JT and them right now going at it.
Yeah. It's like
fan really are toxic.
These people, yeah.
Fan are toxic.
100%. You let these people get into your head and thinking that you actually have beef with these people.
When you don't, you got nothing but love. Facts.
It was never beef.
Never beef.
So,
fans, bro, as an artist, bro, it's like you got to be aware, bro. Fans are like, oh, yeah, come on, go at it. It's like, bro, stay true to you. Yeah,
most people want to see, the negativity.
Negativity.
That's what they want to see.
Yeah, problem. Oh, fuck you. Fuck your wife. Yeah, right.
That's what they want to see. Right. And it's just like, it's up to you to be like, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to take that role.
And then even though people are going to talk so much shit about you.
Yeah.
But who gives a fuck?
But even if people are talking shit about him, I believe in a couple days, you said, they're going to start to be like, you know what? He actually
was very
mature and grown for that. They're grown ass men. They have families.
They're rich. They don't have to prove nothing.
Yeah, they don't have to prove nothing. But what else do you expect? These are not the type of people who are going to be fucking NBA young boys.
Right. And they smart and they got family. They're not going to do no extra. Exactly. I don't know why people say, yo, what the fuck? The reason why I'm saying, right? What the fuck did we expect after this, bro? Okay. Bro, basically, bro, it's rapping. And at some point, bro.
And also, we have to kind of like bring that back. As in, like, it's okay to like, if you get dissed, you know what? All right, I'm going to diss you back in a song. And then we keep it as that. I feel like there's so much like violence out. It's like, oh, you diss me. All right, now I'm going to go shoot you up, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. It's just like, bro, it's music. It's rap.
It's fun. It's competitive. You, right.
Exactly. So it just should keep be that. It at what it is.
Right. Like,
keep it there.
Right.
You don't have to like go and take somebody's life because they said something about you. Like, if you can't take that, then you shouldn't be a rapper.
You should not be beefy or anything. Yeah. So, and J. Cole, boy, is a lot of respect. I have nothing but respect. You know, I'm a fan of J. Cole also, but it's like, you know, when you fall into the debate of, oh my God, because Kendrick is my guy. But it's like, bro, we 30. We getting old.
Yeah.
These niggas are getting old. They've been rapping for 10 plus decades. We always had this conversation, bro. At some point, what is that? What that's something? J. Cole had nothing to say about him. That's why he went and said something about this guy. He said, you know what, bro? The nigga is nice. I don't think he's trash. And he took it back.
And even if, okay, let's say even if like he didn't take it back, it's just like, you know what? It was just for the song.
It was just for the song.
It was just for the diss back. But right. It's not something that I truly mean. So it is what it
bro,
is.
Bro, like, I'm sure these guys can easily.
Yeah, like.
I'm sure they got no real life hatred, bro. It is, bro. J. Cole got nothing but love, bro. And I really hope Kendrick can, they can, bro. I either see those guys make an album together.
Yeah.
Make a mixtape, drop us, you know, do something, you know.
Do at least like a song.
Or something two. Together, bro. It would be great for us. We would love that shit. That time when they did they reversed their beats, Kendrick rapped on J. Cole beat and J. Cole rapped on Kendrick's beat, something like that, bro. Do a part two of that. I rather see love and unity and all this shit. Even Drake. I hope one day we can get all these guys on the same track. You
Drake
feel me?
Future back together.
Future, all of them, bro. All of them. Like, we don't have to fall into that toxic, yo, he's coming at me and I gotta go on his neck. If I see him, it's up. I gotta shoot up his car. I got like Young Dolph and Yo Gotti. I don't know if you ever heard about Young Dolph. Young Dolph, mm-hmm. The rapper that passed away. Them niggas had real beef with Yo Gotti. He got a car shot up 100 times. Bullet. It don't need to go there.
It really doesn't.
It does not. Nobody gotta die about nobody no beef, bro. But it was great to see J. Cole saying, yo, bro, it is what it is, bro. I threw in the gloves.
And then
it doesn't make him look weak, bro. It actually makes him look strong to me.
And then he performed Love Yours. So it's just like, that's just how he is.
It's how he is, bro. You cannot hate the nigga. If you out there hating on J. Cole, bro, please, bro. Like, be fucking for real. That shit, you think he's weak for that? I think he's more. Because
it takes more to do that. Than to keep, like.
To keep going at it. Yeah. And you feel me? He didn't fake. You know what, bro? You know, that's not even me, bro. I got nothing but love for you. It takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, yo, he is a big rapper, he put his pride and ego aside, and he basically didn't give up, you know, bro, it's my spirit. Hey, I'm sure a bunch of fans was in that fucking crowd not happy. Boo, fuck that. And then, you know, but people are going to realize after, you know what, bro, he is a very mature guy, but one thing I'm going to say now, J. Cole, you cannot speak, you know, you can, but you can't at the same time. Okay, matter of fact, people are just not going to take you serious. If you come out saying, you know what, I'm going to smoke any nigga, boom, 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 I'm the best. People are going to crack. Now, just know, you're going to be the top. It's going to be cracking jokes over any, like, lines about you being the best rapper and smoking niggas. Niggas are going to bring that shit up.
So, because he apologized to him?
No, but bro,
he can't think that he's the best rapper. He can't think that he's the best rapper because he apologized.
Oh, you're right. He could still think that, but people. I'm saying people though. The
why?
Public.
Because he didn't want to continue to keep like
the beef. But
yeah.
He can still think it. No cap.
I'm not even saying that. Can't you like be a good rapper without having to have beef?
Beef. No. But it's the fact that he can't come speak that. Yo, I'm the best now, people, because people are not gonna take that. I think we should get that, because like, bro, at the end of the day, you back. Okay, I respect what you did. But at the end of the day, you did back that out of a beef. Nobody's going to take you like, yo, I'm the best shit no more. You're not. It's just that simple.
So you have to be in a beef, in beef in order to.
No, it's not in the beef. Rapper. It's the fact that you basically, he threw in the gloves. He said, you know what, bro?
But he threw in the gloves to be a bigger person. Okay. Not because he gave up not wanting to like.
To rap. Okay. Number one. No, you're not wrong what you're saying. But I'm just saying, it's hard for us. Okay. You wouldn't think, somebody says, you know what, bro? You're the person that gave up on the. on the thing. Boom, boom, boom. Nobody's. If you say, yo, okay, if he drop a song next week.
Because he didn't want
that. Wait, if he drop a song next week saying.
Not because he said, okay, you are now the best. Or you are the best rapper.
What? If you, okay, just because you don't say that, that's what people are going to think now. Think now. Kendrick is the best. You know what people saying it? He basically, yes, it doesn't mean that, but people are going to, anybody will say, you know what, bro? You don't want that quit on the fucking beef, which is okay. But you can't come out saying you're the best now because people are not going to take you serious. What I'm saying. No one's going to take you serious.
I don't know. I don't think it should be like that.
No, I'm saying you don't think that, but if you know it, bro, people can make an argument, bro. You the same nigga that quit
because you didn't want to say just because of the fact that he didn't want to mention it, not because he couldn't get out the.
No,
the
clearly he made a song, but you quit. You quit the beef. You basically see him, bro. You basically, bro. If you go look at the list, bro, it's okay. You quit. You said you're gonna take out the. You apologize. When people gonna use that all against you, and you can't beat that. All he can see, bro, you got it. But he can't recover from saying, yo, oh, you know what? I'm better than Drake. Niggas are not going to take it that I'm better than Drake no more. They're not. Drake won his beef. Drake beat. When niggas went at Drake, Drake took his L, right? Okay, it's not like, okay, you know what? That's what I'm saying. He could have just be quiet. And he could have came back and said the same thing. Because, okay, Drake lost that beef with Pusha T. When he came out, Pusha T said, yo, you have a whole son. You hiding the world from the sun. Pusha T won that beef. You win some, you lose some. But the fact that the way you went about it, hey, bro, you got it, bro. Like, my bad, my fault, you got it. I respect it, but a lot of people are sticking up, yo, he can't ever come back saying he's the best no more. That's what people say, yo, the big three now is Drake, Kendrick and Future, or Playboi Carti, Tyler the Creator, J. Cole is now Wale and Big Sean, you feel me? Which is okay, bro. At the end of the day, who cares? He's rich. He's rich. He's still one of the best rappers ever. He still got respect. People, he's still gonna sell out shows. People saying that's a bad business move. No, it's not. He's still gonna sell out shows. At the end of the day, bro, that doesn't. If he, we still gonna support him. You feel me?
I guess.
So that it was still shocking to see, bro. At the end of the day, when I woke up, I'm like, what the fuck? But respect to J. Cole, man. You J. Cole, listen. The Kendrick and J. Cole conversation is over, bro. You know, it's over. It's over. We could rest that case, but respect to J. Cole. Respect to J. Cole. I don't think Kendrick would do that though. If it was the other way, well, Kendrick wouldn't lose a rap beef.
But that's the thing. I don't think he necessarily lost it just lost, by backing off. I feel like he did. Well, that
means you quit. If you fight and you quit, you lost.
I don't see it like that though. Like,
how do you see it?
I feel like he did that to just be like the bigger person. You'd be like, you know what? I'm
no,
like,
the bigger
I don't really
person. Wait.
Prove that doesn't necessarily
wait that
mean
day though.
He couldn't.
I don't
fight
think.
Back.
I don't know if he was paying attention on Twitter. He was getting cooked. Also, it wasn't like straight. Like, oh, this is fine. It was like, yo, this shit is ass. So maybe that too. And two, what he was sitting on, so yo, he said Kendrick Lamar fell off. Like, he said Kendrick Lamar fell off like. Let me take my time. He said Kendrick Lamar fell off like the Simpsons. Isn't the Simpsons still going on?
I don't know.
It's still going on. And two, that is not true. Kendrick literally had his tour did so great. He's still going on tour. He dropped an album.
He's still on tour.
I think so. No. His tour did broke some type of record when he went on tour.
That was a great.
Great, you feel me?
Great concert.
Great concert. Like, there's no way. Kendrick came back in one album of the year. Like, you don't believe that. He came back one Grammy for album of the year. He's selling out shows. No, he didn't fell off, bro. Just because he's not dropping every year like Drake, don't mean he fell off. Kendrick is somebody whose quality
takes his time.
And he gives you art. Mr. Ma and the Big Sipper is a great album. We got Daddy Issues. We got, no. What is that song called? Father Time. We got, what is it called again?
Damn.
Count Me Out. We got the song with
Auntie Diaries.
Huh?
Auntie Diaries.
Auntie Diaries. You like that song, yeah. Auntie Diaries, Crown. Bro, let's see. Let me go.
N95.
Bro, that song live was fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I did not like that song before.
Before, right.
But once I heard it at
the concert. Oh, my God. When you go, like, okay.
Yeah.
It's the buildup. Take off the woo-woo, take off, and then when the instrument just going, and then bitch, and it's like everybody's going crazy, bro. Come on, bro. Well, you gotta see that certain shit, bro. You see it like it's gonna change your mind. And he's a great performer.
Yeah,
Kendrick is a great performer, bro. Kendrick is just the best, bro. Like, I don't, bro. Niggas just don't understand, bro. It's like, okay.
It was
like, he's a better promo than Drake.
And most concerts that I've been to, I feel like I'm very much like recording. Like I always have to get like the videos of
right.
it.
You dead ass.
I feel like for Kendrick's concert, I was actually
your eyes
like,
is glued. Like you're watching what he's doing.
Paying attention. He's like, rap- I was enjoying the moment. Like, yes. It was like yeah. Of course, I got my videos so, right. and stuff. But it's like most of the time, I was just watching.
Watching. He puts on a show, bro.
Yeah, it was great.
He raps.
Even when I was at the Drake concert, I feel like for the Drake concert, the what was it? It was All a Blur?
All a Blur, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like for that concert, I was kind of just like...
Yeah, no, it's definitely the... Bro,
and I've
just
seen
Drake snippets
multiple
of it,
times.
Right.
And it's just like... Yeah, I enjoy the concert, of course, because I enjoy his music. But it's like his performance
it's just
level
different.
Is not...
It's not the
it's
same.
It's not the same. It's not, it does not like...
Kendrick, bro, the way he came out
it
with...
Doesn't
with
the, it doesn't see
Kendrick. It doesn't see Kendrick, yeah. He came out with that little thing in his hand, and then the fly...
Yeah,
it the was just a it was
everything.
A dancers... Oh yeah, Drake have dancers?
No, it was
it's just him.
It was just him and all his like props and shit were just weird. It just didn't make sense.
Right.
I mean, I guess some of them did, but like, I don't know. It was just like, okay, he's just it was just him performing. It wasn't like a show.
We got Rich Spirit, We Cry Together, Purple Hearts,
Wait,
Crown.
Which one was my favorite?
What? An album?
Yeah.
Die Hard. I hope I'm not too late.
Yeah,
yo, great,
that
bro. It's a good album. It's a great album, bro. Like, there's no way you said this last shit was ass.
Yeah.
Let me see. That shit was fire. This song, he played this song.
I thought you were farting.
Oh, no, no. Song was great. This song. I can't figure it out. Hot place away to my dad. Come on, bro. And he, I think he gave a shout out to J. Cole. Come on, bro. This is a great album.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
You know what? I actually haven't listened to the album in a minute.
Minute, yes. I'll be forgetting about the album, but it's a fire album, bro. I don't think you like this one. I like this one. I like every...
Which one was that one?
I didn't like this album when it came out. She liked it. When he was going like... Dun, 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 dun.
Fast forward it. Oh, I didn't like
it. Oh, we were trying to rap it, but you
liked
it now?
I didn't like, yeah, but I ended up liking it after. I feel like it's just... It was just...
Did we like
I think
this
it was, yeah.
So she like there's not one bad song on him. The only one Mirror's fire too.
Yeah.
There's not a bad song. Mother I Sober. Bro, he's an artist, bro. Niggas don't understand, bro. Okay, let me not get into bruh. He's amazing, bro. I'm telling you, bro. He's really one of he's a great artist, bro. He don't gotta drop nothing to me, bro. Kendrick could literally hang it up and he's good. He don't gotta do anything else. Kendrick gotta do nothing else. He could just make features, do features like that, but he don't want shit. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it for the Kendrick, right? For the Kendrick and J. Cole,
that's
I think.
That's it for the podcast.
For the podcast, right? Oh, shout out to the South Carolina women's basketball team, undefeated national champion, Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark, bro, a fucking legend. Even though she fucking lost the championship, she's still a legend, bro. She's still a legend. She put women's basketball on the map. Do you know how many people about to tune in on the WNBA now because of Caitlin Clark, bro?
I'm glad.
Huh? I'm telling you, I have never seen nothing like her. If you never watch it, bro, I really think you should. Whenever the season's supposed to start soon, women's basketball are finally getting their respect and their recognition. Now, men are tuning in. Even guys care about more about the girls than the guy. Tonight is the guys' games. Look, don't even give a fuck. Tonight is the national championship for the guys' game. I'm not even watching it. You feel me? So shout out to Caitlin Clark, super amazing player. What else do I have on here? Jackie Chan turned 70 today. She was trying to say, "Yo, who gives a fuck, bro? We all love Jackie Chan."
All I said was, "How are we gonna talk about it?" I'm like, you're gonna say Jackie
Rush
Chan
Rush Hour 1, 2, or 3.
I like the first one.
Yeah, he was young. Yeah. Young Carter. You feel me? It's Jackie Chan. We love Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, Selena. These are people who are not black that the black people we love. We love Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan, bro, is... First of all, I thought he would be older than that.
Really?
He's been making movies for a long time. He had to get like 300, 400 movies. You feel me? So
shout out... He looks good, though.
He still looks good. Yeah. Shout out to Jackie Chan, bro. Rush Hour 2 is... Is it the better one?
Which one is the second one again?
When they went to China. First one, he came to America.
No, you know what? I might go for number
second
two,
one.
Yeah.
The second one, the joke. Oh, yeah, actually?
Yeah, that one might be the funniest.
Two might be better. Yeah, two.
The one where...
That was three.
That was three?
Three, yeah, that was three. when they when it was three when he came to Los Angeles to work with the guy. Which is the better Rush Hour, one, two, or three? I think it's two. Though.
Let's just watch all of them.
Two is when the girl, we could have a baby. You could have a family, but you just one crazy ass bitch. That was Carter.
Yes, I know.
That was number two. And then, perfect scene from number two. Remember when it was on the bus and it was tied up? Like, I'll bitch slap you back to Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, two is might be it, bro.
Yeah, I think
two might be it. There was a fucking debate I seen a couple years. I don't know when I saw it. Bad Boys or Rush Hour? Which is the better duo? Mike Lowry and
Carter and Lee.
Carter and Lee or Mike Lowry and Martin? Mm-hmm. His name was Martin in the show? Bruh. It's Bad Boys, bro. A lot of people are speaking Lee.
No.
What?
No.
Lee and Carter is a better duo than Bad Boys? Yes. Bad Boys 1 and Bad Boys 2.
Yes. There's no way you think that bad. Okay, I know you.
No way? Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
I'm not saying that it's not a good movie. It's like, yes, they're good movies, but
Bad Boys
Lee and Carter are just like a
better. It's better?
It's a funnier duo, in my opinion. I'm looking at it more like
comedy.
And like, I feel like they beat more ass than
you. Whoa, you got me fucked up. I mean, you're gonna tell me when Carter and Martin and Mike Lowry went to Cuba, remember scene two, and they went in that car in the house and raided the house. You might be right. Okay, in terms of
I'm gonna stick to the comedy.
Okay, chemistry. Bro, Bad Boys, bro.
Chemistry, no.
Okay.
It has to
comedy, I'll give it to you guys. And it's mostly his Carter, but it's not Jackie Chan.
He has his funny moments. Remember he was trying to teach him how to dance?
When?
I don't remember which one it was. Was it dancing or was it singing? I don't even fucking remember. When they were singing a song. And then they were going like
That was two.
They have better chemistry as well.
You think so?
Yes, they do.
Anyways, I'm going to let you guys vote. Better duo. Carter and Lee. Mike Lowry. Will Smith. And Martin. The better movie.
It's his name Martin. It is, right?
Is it? It should be Martin. Mike? No, Mike is Mike Lowry.
Mike and Martin? Mike and
Marcus.
Oh, there you go.
So fucking dumb. Funny. My favorite movie ever. Marcus. Rush Hour 1 or Bad Boys 1? Rush Hour 1? Have you seen these movies, by the way?
Yes, I have. But I feel like I haven't seen them in so long.
It's Bad Boys 1, bro.
I literally cannot.
It's Bad Boys 1, bro. She got me fucked up. It's Bad Boys 1, bro. Okay, Rush Hour 2 or Bad Boys 2? That's a tough one. Is it tough? Hell no, it's not tough. 2 is when his sister got kidnapped and they went to Cuba to get her. And 2 for Rush Hour 2 is when they went to...
I'm picking Rush Hour 2.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Anyways, bro, that's it for the podcast, man. Episode 4, just out of this podcast. Please like and subscribe.
Comment. But don't comment hate on me, please.
And listen to
getting a lot lately.
Listen to the audio on Spotify, bro. That's it. Bro. I appreciate y'all. See y'all on episode 5.